This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Don't worry about my hour number two. Nick kicks off hour number three with an all-time rock and roll classic, Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Goode, as we do Way Back Wednesdays on Rock Tunes pre-2000.
I tried to learn how to play this on the guitar. I tried when I was teaching myself guitar. This is a disaster.
As I would have expected.
I suck at the guitar.
As I would have expected.
Really?
Yeah.
It don't look like I can shred?
No.
Well, I sucked. I tried to teach myself harmonica. I sucked at that, too.
Now, that I would have thought that you could pick up.
I really want to learn the drums. That's the... Why? Because there's a lot of sucking and blowing going on in the harmonica,
yep.
Joel?
Mm-hmm.
Your jokes are see-through, pal. Mm-hmm.
Tyler got it. You kind of paused and then looked back at me like, wait a minute.
I really want to learn the drums. That's what I've always
wanted.
I played
the drums when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to learn the drums now.
The toughest thing is trying to play two different rhythms.
Getting the feet going opposite of the hands.
The foot pedal and then, yeah.
Yep. Were you good at them?
I was fair.
Were you?
Yeah. And then, like I told you, then at some point, when you start playing them when you're younger, you have to make, at some point, you're going to go to the band or you're going to play sports. And I'm thinking from the hip and cool thing, band ain't getting it done.
No, you're not
getting
laid.
And I love sports. So
you're not getting laid in the band.
No, so I quit playing. Now, one time at band camp. Oh, no, that's something else.
No, that's different.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about this. We get heckled. We're not even close to as much as athletes get heckled. We know what happened in Fenway Park earlier this year with Adam Jones. Lots of people get to be a little bit overzealous, whether they've had a little liquid courage or not, and like to shout things that players just basically have to take. Well, Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds, he got one thrown at him the other night. He wasn't going to take it anymore. Sounded a little something like this.
I remember when you used to be thin.
That's not Sam Cotton. You're good.
Now you guys are just talking. You're not stating facts.
The fact was you were standing on third base when the ball was even in his hand. You had to stand there like a deer in the headlights saying, damn it, what am I doing standing on third? I'm supposed to be on second.
You know, what the difference is? Right now, this guy is filming this. I've got something to lose. And you guys don't even have a life, so you've got nothing to lose at all.
Exactly.
And it's terrible if I start talking to you guys.
That would be a shame.
So he said,
the initial comment was, I remember when you were good. And he said, I remember when you were thin. Which I thought should have been end of discussion.
What a great
right
line.
About there. But then he starts trying to break down where Votto screwed up. And he basically said, I'm actually doing something that I'm playing
I've
for
got,
something.
I've got something to lose. Yeah. I have a life and you guys don't. Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's boss right there. Yeah, it should have been over right then. I remember when you used to be good. I remember when you used to be thin.
That's awesome.
Great line.
That was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, because look, I've heard him over the years, but I've also seen guys go into the stands. We talked to Vernon about it when Vernon Maxwell went up in the stands, and I've seen Charles go in the stands several times. And now security's a lot different, and it's a different day and age. But people have too much confidence. It goes back to that Robin Thicker guy that used to be – he was a lawyer by day in Washington, D.C., but at night he had season tickets right behind the visiting bench at Washington Bullets at the time games. And he would literally do as much research on the players that night as he would for his court cases. And he would bring it all out thinking that he was giving Washington an advantage. But he was just pissing off the entire NBA. Like, he was pulling out, like, your ex-wife's name. He was pulling out, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was just... He dove so deep down the rabbit hole and stuff that he was going to pull out during the games. Some guys were amused by it. And, of course, the other teammates were like, wait, who's... Is that legit? Whatever. And then they'd start laughing like, man, how did he know?
Yeah, that's creepy. There's heckling, and then there's just being a weirdo loser. Mm-hmm. Like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's just, ugh. God.
Yeah, I just think it's all gone too far. But that's the kind of stuff that you're like, man, seriously, get a life. Yeah. And if you have a life and you're a lawyer, then worry about making the profession and your business better. Don't spend that much time worrying about how you're going to heckle a professional athlete who's making, regardless of how your business is doing, they're making more and they're doing okay, and whatever you say is not going to affect them long term.
Yeah. Have you been keeping up with this Mike and Mike saga?
Yeah. I was reading a lot about it since, and I mean, we kind of, once we had him on the show, and we kind of got the inside scoop on, like, when he was going to be, like, he was going to be leaving and who the possible replacements were going to be, I was like, I was more dialed into it. But I can't believe from where it was when we were on Radio Row to where it is now.
Yeah, I was reading this article. I mean, the headline says, the tense deteriorating relationship between ESPN Radio's Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic. And I'll just read you a couple of quotes here from this. Through an ESPN spokesperson, both Greenberg and Golic declined comment. And then there's the quote that says, it's really a poisonous atmosphere right now, said one longtime ESPNer who's worked on the show. Most of us don't see the show lasting through its contractual end, which is believed to be December. But I give both these guys immense credit because when the lights come on, you wouldn't know what's going on. They're pros. They are marvelous actors on set, said another ESPN on-air staffer who speaks to both Greenberg and Golic, but they barely even make eye contact with each other these days.
So as the story goes in some of the articles I was reading, I guess it all stems from the fact that we all know the breakup was coming, that Greenberg was moving to TV, that they were going to make more of a talk, kind of like a Scott Van Pelt situation, but at night. I mean, but during the day, not at night. But Golic, I guess, is hurt because he found out through the media that it was all going down and that Greenberg didn't tell him, pull him aside and go, hey, I think this is going to happen. I think I'm going to do this.
And, you know, that might be the case, but what if he was asked not to say anything?
Exactly.
Which is a tough position
and
to be in.
We'll have to check the exact numbers, but I'm pretty sure this is like a $10 million deal or more. For Greenberg, you're not going to screw that up.
Yeah, and when they come, like, okay, so if ESPN Radio comes to you and says, "Hey, we're breaking up the usual suspects, and we're going to give you your own show after the Blitz, 7 to 10. It's going to be the Joel Blank show, but don't say anything because we don't want anything going on. Barry doesn't know, whatever." I would be upset, but at the same time, I would kind of get it. I wouldn't blame you if it was the fact that the management was saying, listen, we don't want you saying anything. Because you can't just be like, well, I don't care what you say. I'm going to blow this opportunity and tell my co-host. Like, I get that.
Plus, you know where it's coming from. So if I would have told you, and if you, for some ungodly reason, got upset about it.
No way that would ever happen.
And you started going to management or whatever, going, screw that, man. I'm not going to take this lying down.
Yeah.
They know where it came from.
Yeah.
It can only come from one source. And then it screws up what they have in place for you, and it might even change everything.
Yeah. I mean, and I would initially be upset. So I get, you know, Golic being upset. But I think you have to go to that person and say, look, you know, did you know about this? Could you not tell me? You know, just you have to go and at least ask. But it would be weird, you know, we talk and we've had our differences and we've butted heads on this show on and off air, but it would be weird if we did. Sometimes, trust me, don't get me wrong, I would love it if we didn't talk at break because that's just me prepping and stuff. But if we weren't talking because we hated each other, that would be weird.
It would definitely be uncomfortable.
Long term. I mean, if we go a week because we hate each other for a week, okay.
And it's happened.
I mean,
look,
I hated Tyler for longer than that. I've hated Nick since I've met him. But, like, you know, if it went for a long time, that would be awkward.
I was going to say, this whole thing is the reverse of how it actually went. But at the same time, I agree with you because in the history of radio in this market, it's happened more times than maybe the audience knows.
You think Charlie Polillo and Rich Lord hated each other?
I don't think I think that they had their disagreements, and I think again a lot of it maybe later on got to be a little tension filled because of the fact that one knew the other was getting an offer from somewhere, and they thought they were in it together, things like that. But you can go up and down the list. I mean, with a lot of guys, some still on this station, some had been at this station, some at other stations. But it does happen.
Yeah.
But it just seems like I kept thinking when I was reading all these articles, I kept going back to Radio Row. I kept going back to the fact that when I had to host those two guys, they couldn't have been more cordial and friendly and clowning around with each other. But then the undercurrent was we knew it because they're shows on our station. We knew that a change was coming. No one was supposed to talk about it. So you assumed, hey, the public doesn't know about this, but Golic certainly does.
Yeah.
And it just, and then it kind of makes more sense when you see Golic's son is out there tweeting all these things about, you know, with GIFs and other things about how stupid and thoughtless ESPN's management is and everything like that. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't know.
It's crazy.
It is.
I understand why he. What I don't understand is why his son is getting involved. You know what's dad of your dad's business? This is,
and it's not
all right,
the son.
All right, Giselle Golic, just leave him alone. Yeah, let him handle it. He's a big boy.
To be clear, it's not the son that's on ESPN. It's another one of his.
Yeah, but it doesn't
son.
Matter.
Right.
You know what? Stay out of dad's business. Stay off Twitter. Your dad is a famous radio guy and football guy. You need to just.
Completely agree.
I mean, like, again, if that were to happen and my wife were to take to Twitter and say something, I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, I don't need you to fight my battles. Don't do that.
Well, and you know what? And I've lived through that, too, because Coach McHale's wife, Lynn, is a very, very passionate person that's also very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Rockets season, when he got let go, she was pretty – she had tweeted some things that – everybody can see and realize, and Coach is just such a, you know, he's above all. He stays out of the fray, and he's just a no-nonsense guy. He just decided to stay completely out of it and just laugh it off and go, yeah, you know, sometimes she's going to do what she's going to do. But you know that's got to be a little uncomfortable, too. It's like, what's his name? The Dolphin and Tampa Bay Buccaneer, whose wife is on Twitter, and everybody says is a great follow, Miko Grimes.
Oh.
Miko Grimes. Well, I tell you what, I don't know how anybody. I don't think anybody can go to her and say, "Hey, you gotta stop it," because she's not gonna stop.
I'd be like, "Yeah, you can't."
Because she gets downright nasty and vulgar, and goes at and takes. If she's not taking shots at the team, the general manager, and the key personnel in the front office, she's taking shots at the coach, the players, and then she saves most of her venom for just fans that are trying to get under her skin.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
She needs to stay out of it.
I completely agree. All right, so we continue to roll on with the final hour of The Usual Suspects. If you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. It's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects on a Wednesday from Wildcat as we continue to roll on with the final hour before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. Beautiful day out here. Tyler here, Nick back at studio. Both guys keeping us on the air. We appreciate it. Pete Rose's golf tournament is here today as part of HitKingBaseball.com, a new baseball academy for youth ages 8 to 18 in Katy, Texas. Should be a great venture for both Pete and his staff and for kids with parents with kids that play baseball in the Houston area, because what better guy to get instruction on hitting from than the all-time hit leader?
Yeah, speaking of Pete Rose, Tyler, you said this is his Diet Coke that he left. He barely drank any of it. This bottle.
Yeah, he brought it, set it down, forgot about it.
Did you take the cap off and smell the lid? Did you smell? Does it smell like greatness? Did you lick it?
That'll probably be the best Diet Coke you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna mouth it?
Like, yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna lick the rim?
I was thinking about maybe like trying to get like a sample and maybe clone him.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay,
yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
Him and
Ted Williams.
We could reproduce two of the greatest hitters of all time.
Yeah.
Ted Williams did the frozen.
Yeah.
He did the frozen, thing. Yeah. Right?
Just put that in your freezer. It'll be the same. I mean, you know, what's
sterile.
You don't need science.
Yeah.
Is that the same? Is it chirogenics? Because that's what the guys do now instead of icing their knees. They do that.
No, it's cryogenics.
That's cryogenics. Which one is Ted Williams freezing his whole?
It's also.
That's weird. That's what that is. That's
cryogenic
weird.
Therapy is what they do now.
Yeah.
And then it's just cryogenics.
Is freezing your whole body.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I thought Ted Williams just froze his head. Or that, oh, that's Walt Disney. That's Walt Disney.
No, I think it was just Ted Williams' head, wasn't it?
It might. I don't know. But there's some. There's no guarantees. But supposedly, yeah, at some point, you're going to thaw out and be just like normal.
Han Solo.
Mm-mm. Did you guys see this story? It's a little weird. And, Barry, I do agree with the whole Cairo being weird. But an Oregon high school wrestling coach, who's also a PE teacher, I'm not sure that that means anything, but he's facing a $680,000 lawsuit from a student who he allegedly encouraged to be bullied in his class, at one point going so far as to allegedly shove a shoe that had freshly stepped in dog poop in the teen's face.
Yeah, did you see all of the stuff that they did?
Yeah.
Like, it says, during the incident, a student placed his genitals on top of the boy's forehead in a, quote, show of dominance. Another student gave the boy a wedgie, and other students ripped off his shoes. That's when Lucas pushed his shoe toward the boy's face and asked if he could smell the dog feces that he stepped in. What? How is this going on, number one? Like, you've got a coach allowing this to happen. And I
mean, you know this is old school coaching.
I know. That's not old school coaching.
This is Woody Hayes type stuff back in the
coaching.
Day. No question about it. But I'm saying this was back in the day what Woody Hayes and guys, Bobby Knight, used to be able to get away with to some degree. Maybe not the poop in the face thing.
Here's the thing. A student placed his genitals on top of the boy's forehead in a show of dominance. You may hold me down, all right? You may have some other wrestlers that hold my hands and feet. And then you let another student put his genitals on my forehead. That may occur. But once I'm up and once I have an opportunity to put together a plan of retaliation, it's coming. Like, I'm going to – something's going to happen to everyone involved, including the coach, whether I pop all four of his tires and key his car. But how do you like? Okay, I get the suit and the 680 and all that. But my goodness,
yeah, I just look. And
it's
I've
just
been
beyond
through,
hazing.
I've been
just,
through some of the hazing in college baseball. I mean, and things like that. But
I
nothing
do well in that.
Nothing to that level. But at the same time, like I said, back in the day when there wasn't social media and you could film everything and you could maybe get away with some of that. And I said, you know, I have several instances of people that played at Indiana that told me Bob Knight stories that I think for his benefit never got out publicly.
Yeah.
But he was not shy about making his getting his point across in a lot of different ways. But nowadays, why do you even try it? I mean, what goes through your mind and says, well, this won't get out. No one's going to find out about this. Forget the parents for a second. If it gets farther than that, this is just not even career-threatening.
Yeah.
This is life-altering for a huge negative.
And what I don't understand is this article. Whoever wrote this, Cam Smith, I think is under he is underappreciating what else took place, because in the article it says the worst of them being making the boy smell the dog feces on his shoe. I'm sorry, but testicles on my forehead is going to be the worst. Making me smell dog crap on a shoe? Like, I could almost see that as funny ha-ha hazing. As long as you don't rub it in my face, if you just made me smell it or something.
If you got dotted by a teabag in
Bro,
front of several others.
You start putting your testicles on my forehead, and that's a whole other level.
Man.
Like, but if you were like, smell this Laminac, and I'm like, no, that's gross, and you made me, like, you put it right there, and I can't help it. Okay, you guys got me. All right. But the whole testicles on the, that's a whole other level.
So if.
That's the, how can that not be the worst, Joel?
I agree.
I don't understand
But so
that.
say said player, or say individual with teabag on forehead.
Yeah.
Also lets you know that he hasn't showered in a few days.
Oh, no.
Does that mean you got mossed?
Like, yes, it might be. It said another student gave the boy a wedgie, and other students ripped off his shoes. Like, okay, taking the shoes off, a wedgie, it's a bit, I guess, cliche.
Yeah, we had wrestlers in high school that used to give the smallest wrestler a wedgie and try and hang him by
Let's
his
be real.
Underwear on the
that
locker.
Hurts. It feels like
sure.
You're going to be cut in half. if you've ever had your boys give you a wedge. It hurts. It can hurt really bad.
Yeah.
But even then, I mean, I think we've all at least gotten one or given one in our lifetime. And I'm all right. But it's the whole – anytime there's genitals involved and touching me, no. That's a
See,
whole – that's beyond just
I'm
horsing around.
Because the worst I ever endured was my freshman year of college. The hazing or whatever you want to call it was we were on the road and the team – you know, you room with people and – the team works it out with one of your roommates. They leave the door unlocked or you know, because it's a hotel room. It's cracked open a little bit. And then they wait for you to hopefully fall asleep. And then, they, you know, like 6 or 8 or 10 guys, the upperclassmen break in and they try and tape you to your bed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you would have thought that my life depended on it. I was punching and kicking and ferociously to the point where they never got me taped to the bed.
No,
but
no.
I literally was like, you know, there's spit out of my, flying out of my mouth, and I'm red as can be.
Oh,
and
I bet
it's
you
like,
were angry.
And, yeah, and you fight like you couldn't. But again, I had upperclassmen come to me like after the next day going, I'll tell you what, you showed us a little something because you weren't going to take it. You came out fighting. I was like, dude, there's a lot of ways to test me, but don't ever do that again because that is like, that was scary because you were like asleep. And all of a sudden, you don't know if it's a dream or not at first when you wake up. And now there's like 8 guys with like athletic tape trying to tape you to a mattress.
You were like Private Pile.
Oh, man.
You were getting the Stope Party.
No.
You just in there.
No,
I was. Get these guys.
I was mad as hell. But at
Private
the same time,
Blink, why is there a jelly donut in your Foot Locker?
But here's the other
thing. Because you were hungry.
Nowadays, though, even that kind of hazing, I don't know who's got a gun.
Well, yeah.
Just like the coach going, what are you thinking?
Look, that's exactly the last text we got. That's kind of the stuff. That's how you create a school shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
I might be prone to bust a cap in somebody's ass if they put their balls on my head. That's that's calls for a shooting.
There you go, Nick. Absolutely right.
I was waiting
for you to chime in.
I hate you, Nick. That's not how I shoot. That's all right. Maybe it is.
Yeah, if they put the speed bag on your forehead, all bets are off.
So mad. Somebody said Jerome Solomon and Jorge Vargas were at each other's throats daily. I couldn't wait to hear their show just to hear if somebody was going to get knocked out. Is that? I don't even know. I didn't know
the
those
ultimate
two had a show.
For me was the Josh Ennis, Rich Lord.
Was it bad? I never listened
on
to that
air.
Show.
It was really bad.
Huh? I think it would be like
contentious and nasty and like
really
every day. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, so much so it's carried over now. Rich is done with it, but Josh isn't.
Yeah. No, well, that doesn't surprise me.
I know. Yeah. But, again, I would never do that. I mean, the thing is there's one thing to be mad off the air.
Sure.
But you just, from a professional standpoint, you don't let it show.
When the switch flips, it's be a pro.
It's just like with Barry Warner. It's all fun and games playing with Barry.
Yeah.
But when you're literally taking personal shots at a guy that saved your life, it's a different story. So, all right, we got plenty more show to get to about a half hour before we turn it over to the Blitz. So if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, the usual suspects on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, it's a cast of thousands today. It's Joel, Barry, and Tyler at Wildcat. It's Nick holding down the fort at headquarters. We are here at Wildcat because it is the Pete Rose Golf Tournament and Gala for HitKingBaseball.com in Katy, Texas, a baseball academy that Pete and his people are opening up to support and encourage kids to get proper instruction in learning the game of baseball and as they develop between the ages of 8 and 18. And it's a beautiful day out here, by the way. Golfers teed off at 1. Pete's driving around in a golf cart with Tony Perez, which is pretty cool.
Tis a bit windy.
A little bit.
Genius idea to put us outside. This is super
Granato.
Smart. Yeah, I'm sure it was Granato or Tyler. Probably Tyler's dumbass. Hey, let's get out there in the wind and have some radio.
I almost just cussed on air.
Did you? Okay. I would never do that. I would never, ever.
By the way, if you, I don't know if you've seen the website. For if you go to hitkingbaseball.com, but it is legit, man. Indoor cages and pitching lanes, outdoor fields. There's four fields that all the home, you know, the home plate areas butt up so that it's just, it's a sweet complex. Indoor, outdoor, field house, bad weather's covered. And again, great construction instruction after it's constructed. So it's a pretty sweet facility. And Katie, you might want to check it out. Hitkingbaseball.com.
Word.
What
Chill
else
Clinton
here,
had Chill Clinton had a question for us.
Okay.
Did you see it on Twitter? And this is for you too, Nick. So you got to respond. So don't be trying to hide over there.
I responded to him. So
he asked the three of us, would you guys consider Kevin Durant to be a top 5 7-foot scorer of all time?
My first question was, is he a legit 7 feet?
Oh. You don't think
he
is?
Let me throw that technicality in there.
You don't think he is?
I don't.
Are you saying, like, what he's listed at? Or, like,
and again,
for real?
It goes back
real.
To the whole Barkley was listed as 6'6.5", and then he ends up he's 6'4.5", and if he's wearing shoes and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think, when I think Kevin Durant,
because he's what, 6'10"?
He's probably like 6'10".
6'9"?
6'10".
Let me hold on.
In my mind,
so,
I just don't think he's 7 feet.
Yeah. So his Wikipedia,
which of course we know is accurate,
super accurate, 6'9".
Yeah. See, that's what I'm
that
saying.
Seems kind of low. I wonder what the Thunder have him listed at on their website. I bet you it's taller.
3'9" because he doesn't play for him anymore.
Oh, not the Thunder! Damn it. I'm going to look up on the Golden State Warriors website and see what he's listed
all right.
on there.
You do that.
I will.
So I guess if the question is who
well,
are
well, yeah, then it's a moot point if,
it's kind of like you thinking
footer.
You won way back Wednesday last week when you cheated.
No, I totally did. Yeah. I mean, the people even spoke.
That you cheated. You spoke yourself. That's all you had to say was that you cheated.
No.
You broke the rules.
Nope. That's not how that works. Hold on now.
So if you want to talk about the best, I mean, the top 5 7-foot scorers of all time, I think whether we saw him play or not, you start with Wilt and you start with Bill. Well, Bill Russell might not have been 7 foot.
No?
No?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't know.
There's a lot of looking
yeah,
up for a Twitter question.
Yeah, the Warriors also have him listed at 6'9". So,
yeah, so see,
I
so,
think
so
that settles
point.
It. Yeah. Did you see this story? So there's this dude that owns a Yorkshire Terrier, which, strike one. Okay. Why you got to have – you're a 52-year-old dude with a Yorkshire Terrier. You should have cats instead like me.
If you have an apartment.
Be a man.
And you, yeah, see, and you want to be a real man and want a dog, you have a smaller dog like
a terrier. Be a man and get some cats.
Are you aware that terriers are one of the – toughest fighting dogs?
Oh, shut up.
I'm telling you, man.
That's the most my it's like
we
my
have
mom.
We have a terrier
well,
mix.
Well, that's where this comes from then.
We have a
Look,
terrier mix. I'm just telling you, it was
so
Lisa's
tough.
Dog. It was Lisa's dog before I met
you
Lisa.
You should see the way she attacks her shadow. She's a beast.
That terrier has gone after the dry cleaner, neighbors, people he protects
yeah, well,
the hell out of
they're a-holes.
He's tough.
That doesn't mean they're tough. He's just an a-hole dog.
Charlie's just tough.
Charlie
the
terrier
is tough, man.
Is tough?
Yep.
I don't know about that. That's just
believe
like
me,
a
you
chihuahua.
Don't have to worry about him being put on your forehead. He'd rip him off.
Just like a chihuahua is the same. Just a yapping-ass dog. My sister has a chihuahua. Those dogs can go to hell. Like, chihuahuas are the worst, followed closely by Yorkshire Terriers.
You just picked the two worst
my mom,
breeds ever.
Yeah, my mom has had a terrier. Dumbass dog. Not even a – she claimed it was the smartest dog. Sweet dog. Sweet, sweet dog. Not ferocious at all. Not at all. So this dude, and yes, you guys can save your text about me owning cats. Again, it doesn't, like, you don't understand what's going on here. So this Stuart Weir guy takes his dog to the vet because he's worried that her intestines could potentially be twisted, causing the dog to die. So he goes to the vet. He pays like $250 American dollars or $260 American dollars. the vets on or the dog's on the X-ray table. They're getting ready to examine it, and the dog farts. Case closed. Like this, all this dog had to do was fart real bad, and that was it. And this dude paid over $250 for his dog to fart at the vet.
Can I just say he got off easy?
Yeah, well, that's like, I would be so mad.
This completely lends itself to my theory, which I have said forever, which Lisa fights me on, which is the vet wants to be your friend, and they can be really nice people, but at the end of the day, they charge you for whatever the hell they want, and they charge you whatever the hell they want, because they know people are going to pay it.
This
and they know that there's
stupid.
Really not – there's no, like, a la carte list where
Look
you can say –
Look at that stupid-ass dog.
A stupid-ass
that's
dog.
That's the dumbest-looking dog I've ever seen. Ever. That is, like – Tyler, is that not a dumbass-looking dog? That looks like a dog that would make
You're
you pay –
You're just not dog people.
No, that would make – that looks like a dog that would make you pay $250 so it could go to the vet and fart. That's exactly what that is. That kind of dog is. You know who never do that? A lab. A Labrador Retriever – would never do that. He'd fart on the way to the vet, and then you'd go get ice cream and go home.
I don't disagree, because I've had labs my whole life, but at the same time, I'm not going to say it's a dumbass-looking dog. Especially since Lisa's two dogs that she brought into the relationship were a terrier and a chihuahua. So, there you go.
Those are
and the chihuahua never barked.
Never?
I find
that hard
to believe. The craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, because the last thing I wanted to do was ever get that dog close to me, or when I first saw them, or have them in the house, because I thought that.
Yeah.
Dog never barked.
Oh.
It helped that she was like 17.
Nick Collins is with me. I would stab a chihuahua in the neck. Well, now that's violent, Nick. I'm not going to go that far. But I would move one out of my way with my foot.
Boy, you're not going to make any friends today, here or there or anywhere. I'm just letting you know.
Save your text, PETA. I don't care. Yeah, I don't know. Just not a big fan of those kind of dogs. That's all.
Yeah, but long live the cats. Long live the cats, though.
Hey, like I said, these are my wife's cats, and when they pass, I'm getting a Doberman. That's been my lifelong dream, is to own a Doberman. That's what I want.
What do you think?
And then what are you gonna do? Because then you won't have any more ammunition that I've given you, by the way, to make
fun
of me.
Why are you coming at me? I don't make fun of you with the cats. People on Twitter kill you about the cats. Puss, get in here on the cats, will you, Puss? Puss, tell him about the cats.
Nick, does Joel use the cats as jokes to this day?
He does.
Oh, that's pretty boss. Thank you,
Nick.
Thank you very much. By the way, Tyler just killed a fly with his hands.
There's one that's been in the bathroom that's now on your forehead.
I've seen Tyler do it. I still have yet to see
If one
you
gets
do
in the
it,
vicinity,
Joel.
I want to do
as
it.
As much as you bragged about it.
I can do it.
It looks like, right now I see you swatting at it. You look like Boys in the Hood. When old boy's coming back to the house and he's just flailing about, really upset. That's kind of what
Cuba
you look
Gooding
like.
Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like the one, that fly that came out of the bathroom and landed on your
whatever.
Forehead.
I mean, you know.
All right. Right now I want to tell you guys about Gallery Furniture. If you're an Astros fan, that you believe that they are destined to get to the World Series and possibly win it this year. Well, if the Astros win it all, you get it all. If you go to Gallery Furniture right now and you buy $3,000 worth of furniture or more, bedroom or otherwise, and the mattress, the box foundation, adjustable bed and base, world-famous Tempur-Pedics, anything in the bedroom. But if you buy $3,000 worth of bedroom furniture and the Astros win it all, you get all your bedroom furniture free. I said free, free, free. You buy $3,000 worth of bedroom furniture, mattresses, box springs, Tempur-Pedics, all that kind of stuff, and the Astros win it all, you get it all for free. It's the latest and greatest in the list of Mattress Max promotions that gets you to buy more of his furniture and gets you to participate in great contests where you can get it all for possibly free. Go to galleryfurniture.com for details. And, of course, shop one of the three locations, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland in the Galleria area, Westheimer at Post Oak, and, of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where if you buy today, you get it tonight, and Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, Barry, Tyler, and a cast of thousands out here at Wildcat. Nick's back at the studio. The Blitz is getting ready and warmed up to be out here and have the guest brigade, line them all up so that you guys can interview them the rest of the evening. Fred's here, AJ's here, Wildcat here for the Pete Rose Golf Tournament and Gala, part of HitKingBaseball.com, as they are building a fantastic new academy for kids for baseball in Katy, Texas. Quentin, your good friend, is on the line. He wants in before we get out. So, Quentin, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Great show. Joel and Tyler now. Oh, yeah, you too, Barry.
Jeez.
Hey, got a couple of things here. I was listening to you guys when you guys were talking about Mike and Mike, and I had no idea that those guys really didn't have a good friendship out of the show. Man, I was really surprised. And I did hear when they mentioned that they were each going to have some different ventures coming up in the near future, but I didn't realize it because on a daily basis, like Joel and Barry, you guys actually develop a relationship because you guys work together in close proximity to each other on a daily basis. And I just can't imagine outside of work that you guys aren't good friends.
No, we actually don't hang out at all.
We don't hang out.
Like, we're not even Facebook friends.
We live in different geographic parts of the city.
Yeah, I don't think you have to have a show with someone and be their best friend. I think you can have a working relationship. You can be, you know, associates on air and do your thing. But I don't. Yeah, no. I mean, it's not like Joel and I are getting together on weekends and hanging out and barbecue, and that's just not a thing. I mean,
it doesn't have to be.
I mean, do you hang out with your coworkers every day?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you hang out with your coworkers every day?
No, not every day, but if, you know, one of them calls you up, hey, man, I'm having a barbecue, you want to head on over? Yeah, sure, I'll head over there and hang out for a little while, whatever.
Okay.
But also, I want to mention, you guys were talking about the dogs. Yeah, there's one of my coworkers, he was mentioning how he was kind of going through some financial hardship. And I said, really, man, what's going on? What? He mentioned that he had to, his dog, well, not really his dog, his wife's dog, had to have neck surgery. I said, dude, are you serious? I mean, you know, a bullet is a lot cheaper than getting neck surgery. And my last point I wanted to make to you, Barry, is I know you were mentioning that you're kind of musically inclined. I was going to say maybe I think the skin flute would be your best instrument. I'll hang up and listen.
Jeez. And another classic Quentin call is in the books.
It never gets old.
Doesn't it?
Jeez. 2 out of 3 are bad, Quentin. Good job, bud. Good call.
You want to talk about your boy Ric Flair before we get out of here?
I do. Did you see his – he was on a show called Good Morning Football, and I guess it LeVar Ball came up, and it didn't last long. Nick, do you have the audio for that?
Hey, all right, are you going to bring up LeVar Ball?
Yeah. What do you think
of to? Are you wearing Big Baller Brand?
Do you have Big Baller Brand on, Rick?
Easy.
Too easy?
That's too easy, man.
All right. Would you wear the shoes?
There, huh?
Rick, put them in the figure four. Put them in.
Those ain't Nature Boy swag right there, those ZO2 shoes?
He told Stephen A., I'm undefeated. That's only because he hasn't run into me.
Oh! All right.
Woo! Yeah, I'm hitting with the woo. I love it. I love that he hit him with the woo. That's my favorite part because he's still doing it. The dude's like 107, and he's still hitting people with the woo on TV.
It's the greatest part of Astros games.
No.
I just want to see AJ's reaction.
Absolutely not, no.
Well, you know, the other thing is I've heard Ric Flair on several radio and TV appearances lately. Sounds like he's drunk every interview he does.
Does it?
Sounds like he's messed up.
I don't know, but I don't think I could get enough Ric Flair. I really don't. That it's fine with me if I saw. I could get enough LeVar Ball, without a doubt.
I've already had enough LeVar
Ball.
Yeah,
but I could watch Ric Flair do some things on TV, and yeah, that'd be just fine with me.
He is legendary. And that would be one of them, yeah. Except for not in an Astros game.
Hit him with the woo. Hey, did you hear this story about a waitress in London? That she slept with Orlando Bloom. Her name is Viviana Ross. She's 21. And she had sex with Orlando Bloom and got fired. She worked there. She was a waitress at the hotel. Lost her job and said it was totally worth it. Would you, like, let's say that you could have sex with Halle Berry. Because that was one on your list, right?
No, it was on your list, but it's okay.
Well, who was on your list? Eartha Kitt?
Ava Mendez.
Okay, let's say Ava Mendez, and you're not married to Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have one night with Ava Mendez, but it would cost you your job here. Would you do it?
Pretty much be unemployed.
I'm saying, that one night, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm like, good for
her. It's hard to replace radio money, but I'm just saying.
Is it, though? Is it really? You could collect cans and...
Would you?
Well, hell yeah, I would. With no hesitation.
If you're Orlando Bloom, are you, one, you're upset that she mentioned this in the first place, but two, after saying it was worth it, do you want to help her find a job?
I might.
Yeah, I would. One of my people.
She said he made the first move. He'd been staying at the hotel for 5 days, and the sexual tension had been building up.
Now, was he with Katy Perry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
See,
keeping up
Tyler
with
and AJ yeah. have both told Bloom, me yes, and that's your girl for
no,
your workout music.
Bloom, who in the past year split with Katy Perry.
Right, but he was with Katy Perry.
Was.
Okay, yeah.
Well, at least
well,
we got
not.
That figured out.
He's not, and I'm assuming he wasn't when he banged Vivianna Ross. Right, she's not bad. She's got some pictures where she looks good and some pictures where...
Why don't
like,
you put some of them on Twitter so
like,
people can see them?
This particular picture looks like she just got off of a bender. But there are
Would
some...
Would she walk through downtown Houston?
No. There are some where she looks pretty good.
Okay.
But if I'm Orlando Bloom, I think I'm picking my battles a little better. But maybe he didn't think that this would end up on page6.com.
This is also the dude that was freeing it all, showing it all to the free world when he and Katy Perry were hanging out.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was pulling a Jay Cutler.
Joe DiMaggio.
But from the flip side.
Did you hear that story?
No.
On when Pete Rose was. Pete Rose told a story on Unfiltered.
Which one?
About
he told like 10.
Joe DiMaggio. How he was, what did he say? He was basically a penis with a man hanging off of him. You didn't hear
no,
that
I did
story?
Not hear that one.
Hashtag blessed, apparently, for Joe DiMaggio, man.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was a happy gal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we can feel the noise. That means that it's time to wrap this thing up. So we appreciate everybody out here at Wildcat Golf Club. And, of course, with HitKingBaseball.com and Pete Rose and all of his crew, because this was a fun event out here at the golf tournament. It's Fred, it's AJ, it's Jong, it's the Blitz, and they are next right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.